continue that politics.
I guess in the last four elections, I voted Republican.
Oh. Okay, what are your views on religion? Are they the same as your parents?
Well, I was born a Southern Baptist, and my daddy was a very strict Southern Baptist. We were not allowed to wear shorts. We couldn't go to the movies on Sunday. We could not go swimming on Sunday. We could during the week, but we couldn't on Sunday. We were not allowed to go to any dances. I never attended a dance, a high school dance. And I missed my junior and senior prom because I was dating a boy from college, and he couldn't come home, so I missed those dances.
Would Papa, would your daddy let you
go? He would have let us go to those because it was a banquet besides the dance. The banquet first. But the high school hops, sock hops as they were called back then, we were not allowed to attend those. He was a very strict Southern Baptist. And I've carried most of those views on through my adult life, except my children. They were allowed to go to dances. Daddy would never let my two daughters take dance classes when they were little girls. They were not allowed to do that. But my father was very involved with children's church. He taught. He was over the junior department as far as I could remember through my lifetime until he got sick and he had to quit. So we were very involved in church. We were not allowed to do anything until after church. We went on Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. And I remember one time Halloween came on Wednesday night and we were just really dying to get up to town. But that's all we had to do. We rode up town, and then we just rode up and down Noble Street. And we had certain drive-in eating places that's where we would hang out. That's the only places we had to go.
Well, what was that famous one that Alan Anderson's known
for? Lee's Drive-In.
Lee's Drive-In.
And then there was Jake's Steakhouse that we just circled. We never went inside. We just circled and they came. We had curb service, and you didn't go inside and sit down like you do now. They had curb service. They brought it to your cars, and that's where all the teenagers hung out. And we were allowed to do that. And on Halloween, I was telling you about the Halloween. One Halloween, it came on a church night, a Wednesday night, but we had to go to church. And then we could go uptown. But we always had to attend church first. We were not allowed to do anything unless we attended church. So we were brought up in a strict Southern Baptist.
Where did that come?
Religion's always been a big part of my life, and it hasn't always been for Bobby, my husband. When we were first married and he was drinking and he didn't go to church with us, but he always expected me to take the children to church. And then the children always went to church. And then, I guess, we were married about 15 years before he was saved and started going to church. And he's been saved for 18 years now, going to church. So religion still plays a big part of our life now. I'm 52 years old right now, and my life hasn't changed a whole lot since I was 20, except back then I worked 10 and 12 hours a day, 5 days a week, and my girls were always cheerleaders, and they were always in things at school, and I didn't always have time to do and go see them do everything like I wanted to do. Some things I saw, and most of the time I didn't. But now that I'm older, I'm still doing the same job. I'm still doing a lot of the same people. I've been doing some of the same people for 30 years. I've gone through their lives their marriages and divorces and childbearing years and their grandchildren years. But the difference is now is I only work 3.5 days and I make time to do with my grandchildren what I couldn't do with my own children. We go to their ball games and anything they have at school, and we just follow them around doing whatever they do.
Can you link up chronologically?
Well, my job as a hairdresser has always made a good living for me. It's a good job for a woman to be in, because even though you may have slow times, your women are going to have the hair done. And they just take that out of the brush money if they have to. So it's always made a good living for me.
Tell me about what you said before, how a man, when Jerry works with y'all, how a man can do not as good a job, but women would come to them. We just simply call them.
It's one thing, it's always been a woman's profession, but we was talking about the women's lib. Mm-hmm. Well, this is one time that was reversed, and the men started doing our jobs. And the women would come to the men, even though they couldn't do as good a job as maybe one of the other women in the shop. And most of the time, they charged more than the women's charged. So even in our profession, it was no equality in the pay scale.
And it used to make you mad.
Yes, it used to make me very mad, because I was doing the same job they did, but I didn't get paid as much as they did.
Do you remember when the men started breaking into the profession?
Well, there's always been men in it. As far as, I don't know how far back, let's see. Well, I worked with the first man when I opened my first shop. And that was in what, 64?
Yeah,
61. And I opened my first shop. Well, the year before I opened my shop, I worked with the first man. And then I've worked with 3 different men since then. And they were family men. They were not
the stereotype.
They were not the stereotype that people think of hairdressers. They were very much male, and they had wife and children.
And you were talking about the independence that a hairdresser could have, because it wasn't.
The women hairdressers, they always made a good living, so they were a little bit more independent than most women were, because they didn't have to put up with anything their husbands wanted to dish out, because they could always go out and make a living on their own. And I guess that always made it a little bit easier on them. That might have been why I had 3 divorces, because I could afford to support me and my 2 children.
Well, when you got your first divorce in, what was it, 60? Mm-hmm. Was there a stigmatism?
Yes, it's very much. It's not like it is today. So what if you get a divorce? Back then, people kind of looked down on you. And they just thought divorcees had a bad name back then. And I was always, that's where my religious background came in, because I always made sure that I didn't go places that I shouldn't be, and I didn't dress. I tried to, dress so people couldn't talk about me being a divorcee. I was very embarrassed about being a divorcee.
Were your parents embarrassed? I mean, did they?
My parents backed me, but they were embarrassed. They were embarrassed about the 3 marriages. In fact, they didn't go to any of my weddings.
But it was to the same man.
It was to the same man, yes. Mm-hmm. I married the same man 3 times.
And that,
but they were still embarrassed about the fact that we were divorced. Because back then, like I said, there was a stigma to being a divorcee back then.
Well, what about the time when you sang to the gospel?
Yes, that was one of my hobbies that I did. I used to sing with a group, and we traveled around some singing. I sang with 2 men, but I've been singing since I was a little girl. I started singing in church. When I was 12 years old, I sang with a male quartet, all of them older men, older than my daddy, and we sang at funerals and that was just music's always been a big part of my life. All in all, I feel like I've had a very good life through all the eras, when all the troubles, we had all the troubles, my life just stayed kind of on an even keel. And it was slow paced. We just had a real good time, and I feel like our children just have missed so much because they live in a time now that everything is so fast paced. Our grandchildren is just running from ball to gymnastics to dance to cheerleading and just constantly on the move, where we were just more laid back and we went to school and came home. We did our homework and went to bed, and that was about it till the weekend came up.
We went to one job,
and my children now going to school and working a couple of jobs and trying to get through their college, and it's just a lot more fast paced now than it was back then.
Well, what do you think about your daughters? One's 32 and one's 35 going back to school. What do you think?
Well, I just wondered why they didn't do it before now, but I think it's better that they've done it now, because back then they wasn't ready to go back, and they probably wouldn't done as well as they do now. And they waited till they got older and their children half raised, and then they starting the school and finishing now. And I think it might have been better, because they're doing real good. I just hope they can get a job now they get out of school, because right now education is in such a mess. So if it don't straighten out, they may not have a job waiting on them.
We can always do a hairdressing.
Yeah, you can always do a hairdresser. They're always in demand.